Hello, and thank you for coming to this interview. It's a telephone interview and recorded here for all of us to listen to on the topic of weight loss. It's an interview with Shane Cameron interviewing Dr. Kellis. And Dr. Kellis will be talking about mainly three topics and how to address three main areas that lead to disease and how to go ahead and address those three areas. Number one is blood sugar swings. Number two is toxic overload. And number three is free radical damage and how to go ahead and lose weight while addressing these three major areas and being healthier and stronger for it through good nutrition. Please enjoy listening to this interview. You may want a pen and paper to jot down some notes to keep with you. And here comes Dr. Kellis.
If I look at most disease, it falls into really three areas. Blood sugar swings, which E7 helps a ton with because of the fibers and the gamma rhizinol and the risotrione and all the good things for blood sugars, plus the minerals that are required and everything else, and B vitamins. That helps with the blood sugar swings. The toxic overload, and we have things like the fibers, the things that support the liver and the glutathione and all the things we just talked about on that. And then the other thing is the free radical damage. And I don't know anything that's as good on protecting us against free radical damage. As I'm sure you've mentioned before, taking one scoop of E7 is the equivalent of taking 42 servings of fruits and vegetables as far as the antioxidant protection capability. And those are the three things that underlie disease, and we address all of them with the E7 in many different areas. And any one of the things in E7 by itself doesn't totally take care of it. For example, our only whey was a great whey product, but to make whey into glutathione to protect you requires a number of different vitamins and minerals and things like that, and selenium and all these other things. Well, we have all of that in addition to protect it. So it's really a mixture of all the different things required to protect us with an environment that's extremely toxic.
Well, Dr. Kellis, I'd like to let everyone know that the Cleanse is a kit, if you will, or a grouping of products that were put together by you to really address these issues of toxicities and deficiencies. And, you know, everyone, if they want to ask further questions or they want to even order the Cleanse after the call is over, I'd like to hand out Integris' customer service line. The number is, if everybody's ready, the number is 888-737-7307. That way they can get into Integris and even be pointed in the right direction where they can get more of their questions answered. Now, Dr. Kellis, there are four products that you put in what we call the Cleanse Kit. Paragon, Cleanzyme, Aloe 7000, and 7 Essentials. Of course, each of these products, I'm sure, perform a specific function as it pertains to the Cleanse. And I've seen many, many, many people myself. I've sold hundreds of them myself, seen many people lose weight right off the bat, 8 to 20 pounds, the average anywhere in between there. And it's probably the greatest way to start a weight loss program, but it's so much more than just the start of a weight loss program. So if you don't mind, let's talk about the four products that are in the Cleanse Kit and a basic overview and the benefits of them. The first one being Paragon. I understand that it gets rid of parasites.
Well, and I don't mind going there, but let me go quickly to why I had to use the type of Cleanse that we have here.
Okay, sure, great.
See, in the health food store, and everybody runs around and does what I call these colon vomiting kind of things. It takes an herb that makes your colon kind of go to diarrhea or whatever and clears everything out, and they call that a Cleanse. That's not a Cleanse. That's not a Cleanse because all it does is move everything through, and the second you put something in, boom, you're back in the same mess you were in before.
So that's more of a flush.
It's a hate to eat and run, but that's the way it goes.
Right.
Essentially, what I wanted to do was I wanted something that would clean up the debris that had been built up over the years and make a difference in the health. Now, I didn't make it to be a weight loss product. I want to make that clear. I made it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that, but I've seen a lot of people be
successful. No, it's legit because when I made it to make a health gain product, and we've done, you know, well over 10, probably 20,000 of these by now, cleanses, what essentially we did was we wanted to go in with enzymes and clean out any allergens they have in there, because so many people have allergens to, you know, I mean, dairy, gluten, you know, wheat type things, soy, corn, peanut, you know, on and on and on. There's so many allergens, but those allergens have to be cleaned out of the colon and everything to see if the body can recover. Well, we wanted to get those out. We wanted to get any microorganisms out, things like parasites and fungus and bacteria and things that shouldn't be in there. And so we put in Clenzyme, which goes in like Pac-Man, and it goes and eats up all those little critters in your small intestine and your large intestine, which is where most of the toxic load is. And then once it's eaten all that up, it goes into the bloodstream and cleans up these little capillaries, little tributaries that go into your arteries. And I hear people, you know, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you're 70% blocked in your artery. Well, heck, if you're 70% blocked in your artery, which is like a major freeway, what do you think the little side streets are? I mean, years ago, they were shut down completely.
You know, I have never thought of that.
You know, when you sit there and you think about this, you say, okay, at the end of those little capillaries, let me describe a capillary. A red blood cell has to bend in half to go all the way down the capillary to deliver nutrients, you know, iron and every cell. Now, we have a thing called complement that can get in that capillary and block it up. And what ends up happening is the cells can't get down in there. So what do those cells do? Those cells start, cells are like us. If you take a look at my book, you can see every part of a cell matches to every part of the body. It has respiratory, you know, the mitochondria for breathing. It has the nucleus for thinking. You know, every part has got input and output. Now, if we're not feeding it the nutrients it needs, and of course the cell doesn't thrive, and it starts going lower and lower energy, and it starts fermenting to survive. Well, fermenting cells, respiratory cells are healthy cells, fermenting cells are cancer cells, okay? So this is very important that we get circulation into these cells, nutrients in these cells, and that they are respiratory, they're breathing type cells, not fermenting cells. Then you go deep down in there, if they can't get the nutrients in and they can't get the toxins out, what happens is they start releasing all this waste, the cell does. And that waste is toxin. So what's the body do? The body pulls moisture in through the tissues and it starts holding moisture. And this starts, and somebody says, well, all I have is water weight, all I have is edema. Let me share with you this, folks. Edema is the most toxic, dangerous weight you can have. Because edema is telling me that your toxins are so high that you're trying to use water and fat to dilute the poison.
Well, apparently the lymphatic system isn't pulling the toxins out like it's supposed to.
Well, it's not all the lymphatic system can't even get to these things because these are down little capillary beds. These are cells that are dying back down there. We aren't even into the lymphs yet. And what happens is you can't clean all that out until you open up that little capillary. That's why I say it's not the nutrients you're eating. You can be eating the greatest diet in the world. It's the nutrients you're digesting, absorbing, and uptaking into your cells. And the biggest thing that I see missing in people who are overweight or under energy or in pain is this circulatory thing. They have capillaries that are blocked up and lymphs that are blocked up. And what the enzymes do is they go in and clean up the capillaries and the lymphs, and that's why you have three different pH enzyme things. If a normal person throws a normal enzyme in there that's not multiple pH driven, it won't go in and clean up those little capillaries because basically they only work at certain pHs.
So in the Clenzyme product, which is one of the four products, you have three different pH level Clenzymes in there to solve that problem.
We have proteolytic enzymes, which are protein eating enzymes, and they're effective at a pH of 6, a pH of 4.5 and a pH of 3. And what that does is that just follows it through like a heat-seeking missile. It's sort of it's like passing the baton. When one pH changes, the next one takes over. When the next pH changes, the next one takes over. So it digests all the way through, and that's critical because so many people think they just take, you know, piles of some enzyme and it'll be great. No, because the second you're out of that pH, it doesn't work at all. Now, in addition, you have a liver detoxifier, which is also a glutathione enhancer, which is what detoxifies the body, and that's using the same thing that LiveLong has, the one that the kids have discovered they can go out and get drunk and take a bunch of and not have a hangover.
Yeah, not have a hangover.
Yeah, that's how powerful they are. That wasn't our purpose. It was actually originally for people who were on chemotherapy to make it so they didn't get so sick they had to stop. That was what it was developed for. But that's the LiveLong, which is also in there. That's the artichoke and sarsaparilla complex. And then we have gentian herbal bitters, which stimulates hydrochloric acid function without giving you acid. And what it does is it stimulates the hydrochloric acid function to help you digest. And then it also controls Helicobacter pylori, which is the number one cause of ulcers. In addition, you have myrrh, which controls fungus and bacteria that shouldn't be there. Frankincense and myrrh is good enough for the Bible. It's good enough for me. And then we have lactobacillus coagulant or sporogenes in there to control yeast overgrowth. And that's just our digestive probe. But that's the key thing that's doing all the work. Now, the reason it can do all that work, if you put that in with food, it'll digest your food. But if you put in with pre-digested food, the way E7 is set up, it will digest all the stuff you don't want. It acts like Pac-Man. It acts like it just goes through and eats up all the debris all throughout your body and cleans it up. Now, people go, how did you lose so much weight so fast? Well, what it is we opened up those little capillaries, and all that garbage that needed to come out comes out. And now it dumps in, and maybe for a couple of days you feel, you know, flu-like and maybe a little headachy and achy and stuff because all this stuff comes out. But then after that, you start feeling a lot better. And you go, man, I lost all kinds of weight. Well, if it was just fat weight you lost, you'd have to go 3,500 calories negative per pound lost. And there's no way you do that.
No, you're losing too much weight too fast.
But you're not just losing useless water weight. You know, people say, well, I just gained and lost water weight. No, you're actually detoxifying the body, and because of that, you don't need the water anymore. And all of a sudden, the water drops out, the toxins drop out, and you can start getting energy, the brain fog goes away, the bloat goes away, the gas, the pain can go away, things like that change. Now, I say this because, you know, over 80% of the patients who take this find those kind of results. But, you know, there's two kinds of people, as I say. There's people who feel things, and then there's guys.
Yeah.
And the guys may not feel any different. But the amazing thing about the guys is their numbers change. Their cholesterol goes down. Their triglycerides go down. Their blood pressure can go down. Things that are going on in guys can change. Women tend to feel it more, but guys tend to have chemistries that change dramatically. So you have to watch it, you know, and you've seen plenty of chemistries change after the cleanse, whether it's, you know, triglycerides or cholesterol or the things that people are looking at, or just weight changes and belt size changes, you know. All of a sudden, the loops in the belt change. And those are the kind of things we're trying to do. Now, in addition, you're going to do the Paragon, which goes after all the microorganisms, the worms, the parasites, the bacteria, the fungus, anything that's in the digestive track. We want to make it inhospitable. In fact, I have people who take Paragon down to third world countries and take it the whole time they're there and never get sick when everybody else is getting sick. I've had people who took them on the cruise ships where everybody got sick but them. So it's very effective at making you inhospitable for the bugs.
Well, how big of a problem is that the people already have bugs even before they start the cleanse? I mean, how prevalent or ubiquitous is this?
Well, you know, here in Southern California, of course, it's over 60% of the people who come to the Center for Advanced Medicine, when we do really quality testing on them, turn out to be positive for one or more of the microorganisms that can cause problems. It's over 60%. It's about 63%. But you have to know what you're doing, because the normal doctor who runs a test with a guy named Murphy ain't going to find it. You have to have
They're not easy to find. Matter of fact, I hear that one out of three people that do have parasites, they get tested, only one out of three find them in the first test.
And that's because we in the United States think of parasites as tropical disease. But nobody ever told you tropic and subtropic is anything in the... anything that doesn't freeze in the wintertime is a tropic and subtropic. Now, if you take a look at how many people live in that environment in the southern United States, it's a lot of people. Now you say, yes, but then those in Minnesota ought to be okay. And you say, yeah, did you ever go down to Mexico and get Montezuma's revenge? Well, guess what? You probably still have it. And the difference is it goes from acute phase, or diarrhea, to chronic, which can be arthritis and autoimmune problems and digestive difficulties and things like that. So, yeah, a lot of people have it, and it's almost unbelievable how important it is to do it right.
Now, you often consider yeast as a
opportunistic, you know, microorganism.
Yeah.
Yeast basically will grow if you don't have healthy lactobacillus in place. And you can lose your healthy lactobacillus four major reasons. First one is gluten intolerance or allergy type things. That can set you up for it. Second one are parasites. And I hear of people all the time treating yeast like crazy, but they don't deal with the underlying cause of parasites. And if you don't get rid of the parasites, you can't get rid of the yeast, because the parasites keep destroying the bacterial beds that put off the lactobacillus acidophilus, that the acid controls the yeast. And another thing that can cause it is a whiplash, where you affect the vagus nerve and you don't digest well. And that's why people have whiplash and about 30 to 45 days later start feeling depressed, fatigued, and miserable. You know, the chronic fatigue kind of thing. So you have to deal with that. And the last one is parasites.
The amoeba or fungi?
Mercury fillings.
Yeah, mercury fillings.
Yeah, mercury fillings, because mercury's an antibiotic, and if you have enough mercury coming out of your mouth, it acts like taking methylate or mercuricome, it'll kill the bugs inside of you. And since some of those bugs, the Acidophilus and Bifidus, are there to protect you, about half a normal person's stool is Acidophilus and Bifidus, and should be more fiber. That's what a stool should be made up of. And in America, that tends not to be the way it is. If you go to Africa, in fact, I have a friend who's a doctor from South Africa, and he says when he saw the natives, and they'd go to the bathroom, there'd be these big things look like, you know, cow muffins, big, huge stools, and then he'd see the little ladies in the big cities. They'd go to the bathroom, it looked like little bird pellets. He says, you know, it's the food you eat. If you eat real food with real roughage and you have real bacteria and roughage, most of your stool is going to be bacteria and roughage. And that's what keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the cleanse does. It cleans you out. It puts the roughage, the fiber in you. Everything else is put in by the E7. It's got all your nutrients. I have people who use it as meal replacements. I have people who use it to who go on fasts. Coach McCarthy, who's the head of Promise Keepers, he does a lot of prayer and fasting. He did a 21-day fast, and all he took was E7. And And so it can literally clean you out. And he said it was amazing. His energy came up, his clarity of thought came up, his sense of purpose came up, and he lost that little thing around the midsection you tend to get. And the bowels kept working, which he says normally when you go on a cleanse, the bowels don't work. And then the last thing, and this is probably the most important for a lot of people, is we tend to have cravings for sweets and carbs. And if you want to kill that, the cleanse with swishing and swallowing the Aloe 7000. Aloe 7000 will kill the bugs in your mouth, and it could taste really bitter at first or really sickening sweet. Either way, that's a die-off of the bugs, and within about 4 or 5 days, that clears. You lose all sweet cravings and bread cravings. And now all of a sudden, the real key to health is being able to control your diet and not feeling like you're a slave to these bugs that basically eat your carbs. Turn that into alcohol. The alcohol goes into vinegar. The vinegar are your aldehydes, which can cause depression for people, can cause weight gain, toxic buildup, aching, energy problems, sleep problems, you know, constipation, because what happens is this toxin gets so bad it pulls all the water up from your colon, you can't go to the bathroom properly, and so you get toxic. And the cleanse basically goes in, Roto-Rooters cleans out the inside and the outside and fixes all that stuff.
Well, this is, I mean, it's beneficial for everyone. I mean, I can't think of any person in the United States that isn't bombarded with, you know, one of these problems, much less multiples. They, you know, they get bombarded with all these things.
Well, and that's absolutely true. Now, here's the key. If you've got an ulcer or Crohn's disease type thing, then you're going to have to heal that before you can do a cleanse. And the only other person is somebody who has diabetes, has to watch their blood sugar. And the reason is we have diabetics who can come off insulin doing this oftentimes. And if they take their insulin, they'll go hypoglycemic. So those are the only two people that we've really seen that need to, you know, just take a look.
Heal those issues first, as far as the colon and the Crohn's disease.
Well, no, the interesting thing about diabetes is outside of a brittle diabetic, you can go on this thing, and as long as you read your sugar and get proper sugar readings, you can work yourself down lower and lower until you, you know, can get off a lot of the things, unless you have type 1 diabetes, which says you just flat need insulin, you just need less.
Well, Dr. Kellis, I know that I have seen, you know, miracles worked in people's lives with this cleanse. I had a little lady who, as a child, followed behind the mosquito truck every time it would drive through her neighborhood and thought it was so fun to play in the fog. And she did the cleanse and does it about every 6 months now, and she says the life that she is living now is so dramatically different and better than what she did, was living 10 years ago, 15 years ago, even as a younger person, that it has literally changed her life. And
she had multiple chemical sensitivity.
Multiple chemicals, and the cleanse just really has benefited her. She was getting rid of those toxins left and right, and it's just made, I mean, you have made an impact in her life by coming up with it, by developing this cleanse.
Well, and that was my goal. My goal was to help the people who I may never meet. You know, you got to say, okay, at some point, you know, I've been around long enough where I look and say, okay, what's your life worth? Well, I don't know. What have I done to make life better for other people? And I'll give you one other thing that turbocharges this weight loss, since you're talking about weight loss. And understand CLAs and IT and all those are very good and they're outstanding. But here's the thing that people constantly miss. If you have a toxic buildup, and you and I had this discussion before, Shane, so you're one of the few people who understands this, is you have to, you can drink a ton of water, drink half your weight in ounces. Now, that means you don't take, you know, the 90-pound person and have them drink 64 ounces and then take the 300-pound person and have them drink 64 ounces. It doesn't work that way. The water you drink is not what you urinate. I got to make that clear. The water you drink is what allows to go into your cells and do a water exchange with what's in your cells so you can get rid of the waste that's in your body. Now, what holds that back is having inadequate water, one. So I recommend everybody who's trying to lose weight take at least half their weight in ounces of water. So if you're 200 pounds, you take 100 ounces of water. Why? Because we have to flush out a whole lot more area and a whole lot more fluid. Next is you take Kona Gold. And of course, you take E7 and CLA and IT and those things. But you take Kona Gold, and here's what you do. You take as many Kona Golds as you can take short of having diarrhea. Now, what's that mean? That means, for me, I'll take like 12 Kona Golds a day. Now, what that does is that allows my body to do an exchange of water into my cells, because now I have the minerals to go into the cells and do an exchange. If I can put the minerals in, I can flush the cells out. When I start flushing the cells out, they get healthy, changes the acid in my blood, which makes a huge difference in how my body works. And everybody's running around saying, well, we need to alkalize the blood. Well, let me tell you something. Cleaning all the acids and debris out of there, that's how you alkalize the blood. You get the minerals in, and you can get it to dump right out. And then what happens is you'll see your urine pH will start coming up. And that's the last part of the cleanse I want you to watch. If you start out at 7.0 or 7.5 on your pH, as a lot of people do, they go through the cleanse, they'll drop down to 5 or 5.5. Now they're very low in minerals. Their body's saying, I need minerals, and I've got heavy metals and chemicals coming out and all that. The only way to get those to dump the heavy metals and chemicals is to put those minerals back in, and all of a sudden you start dumping out the toxins, the heavy metals, and the chemicals. And so then you don't hit that plateau that people are talking about. You just start losing weight consistently. You lose the toxic weight because you drink plenty of water and you take the minerals to flush it out. And that's pretty much the way you do it.
Well, that's why you include those pH strips in with the cleanse instructions.
Sure, and if you're below 6 on your pH, you either have heavy metals or chemicals. If you're above 6, and I'd say, you know, at least 0.2 in either direction, you have either allergy or yeast type buildup, fermentation. So you normally clear out the yeast and allergens, you drop down, and discover you have a mineral deficiency and heavy metal or chemical toxicity. And what this does is allow your body to clean it out using the E7, using the Kona Gold.
Well, Dr. Kellis, thank you so much for explaining this, the cleanse, to us tonight. It's a kit that will benefit everyone that uses. I appreciate you letting us know about the Crohn's disease and those that have ulcers and the concerns there with this. But I've seen it make people's lives so much better. Miracles, just worked miracles in people's lives. And
well,
been a lot of people who have.
You know, Shane, at the clinic for years, to do a cleanse cost over $300. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get involved with Integris, so we could drive the prices down.
Well, it's a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah, and you have all that stuff, and that takes care of your nutrients and everything. So if you take a cost per meal kind of basis over 8 days, it's absolutely shocking that you can get, you know, for the price of meals, you basically get cleansed and detoxified.
Well, Dr. Phil, let me end with this last question. You get an instruction manual when you get the cleanse kit, and it has a schedule that you need to kind of stay on. How important is it staying on that schedule?
Well,
you got to stay on that schedule, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to maximize the benefit from it, you need to stay on the schedule.
Well, here's the deal. That schedule was put together with, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of patients' experience. It's not like it's our first shot at it. That's about the 25th iteration of it. And basically what we do is we we do the best we can to make it something that is universal for everybody. So the schedule's pretty critical, and the only question is, how well do you want to get? How much of a cleanse do you want to do? If you cut the enzymes back, you get less of a cleanse. If you eat, now I can also tell you, I take about 7 scoops of E7 a day to 9, because I get hungry and my blood sugar will change if I don't. And that helps me a lot. So don't hold back on the E7s. It's very important.
I always like your statement, if you want more alpha lipoic acid, then take more E7. Whatever you want, take, you want more of it, take more E7. If you want more of a cleanse, take more E7.
That's right.
So, well, how often should someone do the cleanse, Dr. Kellis? An average person, once a year?
I was about to say, it depends on whether you're my son or an average person.
Yeah, let's say an average person.
Well, Drake likes to party. He likes to eat and he likes to enjoy himself. So I watch him apply. But he also likes to be a student and get good grades. And what he learned is his brain cleared up so much that he went from a C student to an A student. Actually went to a B student by getting A's, and ended up with a mid B average in classes that he was getting C's. So he did it to clear that, and he did it to clear weight. And he loses about 30 pounds in a month doing cleanse and then going with the other things I just talked about.
Right.
He does it about 3 to 4 times a year. I guess you do it whenever you feel that you're body's getting sluggish, and the great thing about a cleanse is once you've done it, you can feel what it's like to feel good. And I can tell you this, it doesn't take long at feeling good to know that you don't want to ever feel bad again.
Isn't that true?
But, you know, every time the holidays come by, we tend to eat things we shouldn't and all that kind of stuff, and we can feel sluggish. It's the fastest way I know to get unsluggish. So you do it as often as you need to. I don't think you break anything.
No. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kellis. I love the work that you've done, love the benefit that it has made in mine and everyone's lives that have taken the cleanse and have enjoyed the benefits from the other products that you've brought to us. Thank you so much for that.
Well, that's why we do it.
So, well, Janice, are you there?
Boy, am I here, and I'm one of those happy, healthy 70-year-olds tomorrow. Who,
happy birthday.
I want to tell you, who rode her bicycle behind the DDT.
Did you
and
really?
Lived to pay for it for years and years and years until this.
Yeah.
When you said that, I could remember doing that. And we also used to ride our bicycles as the airplanes pesticided the crops, thinking how much fun it was, and paid for it forever until the last 10 years.
You and Robbie Motter both just celebrated your 70th.
Yes. Well, actually, mine isn't until Wednesday.
Okay, then she's got
I'll
you by
tomorrow.
A week or two.
You bet.
Well, Janice and Dr. Kellis,
okay.
Thank you for your time tonight. And Janice, why don't you unmute the lines and let everyone
you
say
bet.
Goodnight to Dr. Kellis.
And happy birthday, Janice.
Thank you. This is the end of the call, and a little short, brief recap. Right at the beginning of the call, Dr. Kellis talked about the three things that contribute to disease the most, and there are three areas. Number one is blood sugar swings. It has been shown in science that blood sugar swings are the preliminary step into other diseases. Number two, he was talking about toxic overload and all the toxins that we are consuming, whether with the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, or the foods that we consume. And then the third is then, of course, that follows is the free radical damage that occurs because of the toxic overload. And I'm sure it also follows blood sugar swings. So addressing the blood sugar swings, the toxic overload, and the free radical damage, when those three are addressed, when we no longer have issues with blood sugar, no longer are we overloaded with toxicities, no longer when the free radicals do too much damage, when that's all under control, when that's all balanced, then most disease will not be, our bodies will not be subject to most disease. All the while, we're keeping ourselves clean and our circulation going in all of our capillaries so that we're able to lose the weight that we need to lose, come to the proper weight that is healthy for us, and live at the right weight for the right reason. So thank you for listening. If you have any questions, get back to the person who brought you this information, and thank you for listening.